Blog Talk Radio.
That isn't just the sound of the 2015 Mercedes-Benz C-Class high-strength steel and aluminum frame being formed. It's the sound of conviction. Conviction that created a lighter, quicker, more efficient C-Class, whose beautiful form and even more attractive price earned Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com Luxury Best Buy Award. This is what conviction sounds like. Now, discover what it feels like in a 2015 Mercedes-Benz C-Class.
For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Co. Inc.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Price, a.k.a. Rich Sister, and I welcome you to another edition of Thoughts for Vision. Inspirational topics to help get you through life. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank the creators of Blog Talk Radio. And I thank all of you out there for listening today. If you need any info about me, about Thoughts for Vision, there's one place and one place only for you to go to, and that's what I like to call my one-stop shop. Check out my website, www.jackieap.com, if you need info about the blog, about the radio show, social network pages, if you want to donate to Thoughts for Vision, anything that you need. That is the one-stop shop to check out. Go to www.jackieap.com. Check it out. I want to welcome you all here today. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you're at. Those who are listening to the sound of my voice by whatever means necessary, by phone, by show page. Thank you so, so very much for tuning, letting you know again that I'm at church right now, still at church right now. So once again, I do not have access to my switchboard, so I will not be able to receive calls or go into my chat room today. My apologies, but thank you so much for tuning in. Still wanted to come to you live today. But you are all having a wonderful start to your 2016. Once again, I say again, Happy New Year to all of you out there. I hope your 2016 is a wonderful and blessed 2016. First up, just want to let you all know on this end, because I was indecisive as to whether I was going to replay the shows on this end or do a live show today, but I, of course, decided to do a live show. So I'm welcoming you all on this end to listen to the shows that I replayed this past week, this past to that show, and to, of course, listen to shows on my end, either live during the week on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific. Go to my end by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsforvision. Once again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsforvision. I replayed the shows, and this was, I mean, as I said on Facebook, as God led me to initially do the shows 3 years ago, he led me to replay them this past week. I replayed the shows that I did on the subject of masturbation. And the titles of the show, it was a two-part show called Is Masturbation of God? And I know that's a that's a still a taboo topic. And Lord knows, still today, a lot of churches won't even begin to touch it. Or, like I said, if they do, it's a one-sided thing. But I welcome you to go back into the archives on my end this past week and listen to that two-part show. Like I said, as he led me to do it 3 years ago initially, he led me to replay it because that's still an issue. And, of course, I shared my thoughts about it, and just, you know, one thing I'll just say to you in the end, you know, what may seem like a good thing may not be such a good thing. I know I proved it, you know, in more ways than Sunday that wasn't a good thing for me. But I, for those of you who may be having issues with this or maybe bound by this particular issue, I welcome you to listen to the shows that I replayed this past week, where I, of course, replayed what I did 3 years ago, but of course I added my 2 cents again this week a little bit at the end of the show. So I welcome you to check that out, and once again to go and listen to those and any other shows, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsdivision to check. But I just simply thank God for just willing to being used, allow myself to be used. And that's not always easy when you got to really come out yourself and share things that are, like I had to replay this past week, that, you know, like I said, not an easy topic to share about. But sometimes you can't, no times can you be worried about being embarrassed and who's going to listen to the show and who's going to, you know, you get to the point where it's like, who cares? This is about helping people. This is about helping people. First releasing yourself. You got to release yourself before you can help others. So, I mean, that's what it's got to be about. You've got to be freeing yourself, unbinding yourself, and then you can be a blessing to others and help unbind others as well, you know. So that's what it's got to be about. You got to be willing to give all to God, you know, give to God all of the things that you're struggling with, even if it seems sometimes like something that you really can't talk to God about or whatever. You got to be willing to give it all to Him. Because as I said this past week, we can't play the game of wanting to pick the parts of the Bible that we like, or, you know, when the Bible says pick up your cross and follow me, you can't want to break your cross apart. You can't want to throw down your cross, break it into pieces, and give God the parts that you want to give Him, and then try to keep the rest to yourself, or try to figure out the rest yourself. That's not the way this goes. That's not the way the game is played. When it says give your all to God, that's just simply what you got to do. You got to give your all to God. You got to give it all to Him. Period, bottom line. You know, there's no trying to keep some stuff back from Him and try to work it out yourself. It's yeah. Mm-hmm. Been there, done that. That doesn't work. You know, no matter how many times you try, that we got to be willing to give all of ourselves to God. 100%. No other amount will do, but 100%. You know, if you want God to work in your life, you got to give Him all of you to work with. Period, bottom line. And I say that to all of you out there who's struggling with something. You know, if that's obviously not your issue, then something else. You may be struggling with something else. Something else. That's taking your time, that's taking your attention away from God. Maybe another issue that you're struggling with. Whatever that is for you, whatever that is for you that is taking away your attention from God, whatever that is, ask His help with it.
and he'll help you. And it's going to take time. Look, some of this stuff, it took you years to get into it. Well, it just may take you years to get out of it. You know, may not be no miraculous healing. It took years, the same amount of years it took you to get into it, maybe the same amount of years it takes you to get out. But once you give it to God, he's going to work it out for our good. He's going to work it out for our good. And that's what you can trust and believe, that he is going to work things out for our good. You all out there, to really seek God, get to know him for yourself, get to trust and believe in him for yourself, get to speak his word, know his word, you know, people that are around you and supporting you in whatever you want God to do in your life. And he will do it if he has your full attention. You've got to have your full attention so that he can really and truly work in your life. Definitely to give you an update on what's going on the Calibrated Media Network front. And once again, still just loving being a part of this network, which is headed the one, the only, illustrious host and executive producer of the Calibrated Media Network, Ms. Cassandra Calloway. As I always say, so love and appreciate you for allowing me time as a part of your network every Sunday. And definitely you can come here every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time by going to www.lawtalkradio.com/Calibrated Media Network. Of course, not this show. We have some other wonderful shows here as a part of the network. Of course, starting with one and only Cassandra Calloway has her show, the Cassandra Calloway Show, that you can listen to on Tuesdays and Saturdays. And, of course, on Mondays we have Open Minds Radio. On Wednesdays we have the Earnest Experience Radio Show, say, where you can be hearing mixes from DJ T-Nice, or, of course, the one and only Cassandra Calloway herself. And we have on Fridays Madison Media Radio, and, of course, once again, yours truly, Thoughts for Vision on Sunday. So we have some wonderful, wonderful shows here as a part of the Calibrated Media Network, and they are on 7 days a week. So I welcome you to tune in all week to the Calibrated Media Network and listen to these wonderful, great shows. And once again, to Cassandra Calloway, just much love always to offering me this time. Really and truly appreciate it. But definitely to give you an update, once again, this update I've been making for the last few weeks or so. But once again, we are still in need of an upgrade to a new video camera. Like I said, this camera needs to be one that can, where we can plug in like a mic with a cord, or it needs to be a mic, you know, one with a built-in mic, okay? We need to make that new upgrade to a video camera just because of all of the, you know, work that we do, like on the red carpets and at other events. We are just so in need of this upgrade. And like I said, Cassandra Calloway has some new opportunities with working with the Sentinel, the L.A. Sentinel. Once again, that's a newspaper out here, a black newspaper out here in Los Angeles. And she has opportunities to do more work through them, and we are in need of upgrade of a new camera. And once again, to contact her to be a blessing in that way. You can either be a blessing as far as funds go, or if you are an electronics store or a department store hearing this, you may want to just donate to us the camera. And we would appreciate that. Once again, Callaway a call. And the number is area code 323-302-2820. Once again, number is area code 323-302-2820. You can email her at info@CassandraCallaway.com. Once again, that's info@CassandraCallaway.com. Or you can go to her website. Website is Calliwood Media. Calliwood is CallyWood, media.com. Scroll all the way down where you see the social network link. You hit on the Facebook link. That's going to lead you to the Calliwood Media, the Calliwood Media Network page on Facebook. And there you will see the donate button. So that's three ways. We will so very much appreciate it, because we need that upgrade. So if you want to be a blessing, once again, contact Cassandra Callaway by phone, by email, by her website as well. And we will greatly, greatly appreciate that. Cassandra Callaway has so many great things just coming up with planning for new shows and getting things, getting footage together. She's at work doing the art things going on. So hopefully you have been enjoying the Cassandra Callaway Show repeats from the fall that we did, and just some wonderful, wonderful guests. And definitely we will be back to doing live shows very, very soon. We'll keep you posted, keep you updated on that. And definitely keep Ms. Cassandra Callaway in your prayers, the network, in your prayers, okay, as we do, as we just go on God's leading as to what he has for us in store next. So definitely your prayers. Other way that you can be of assistance to us would be greatly, definitely want to make just a couple of remarks about, I'm sure the majority of you had the opportunity by now, if you weren't able to see it live Monday night, but eventually saw, of course, the last State of the Union address. By a moving address. What can I say? As excited as I was seeing that first address, I mean, that's how you felt with this last address. Of course, with it being a little bittersweet, being that this was his last address. But it was just he just laid it down the line with so many things he said, and you know, it just makes you think about his presidency and how historic it was. And, you know, and just to do and accomplish to do. Did he set out everything he wanted to do? I'm sure he didn't, but so many things got accomplished through him. So many things, I mean, too many to name. And I just thank God for his leadership, First Lady Michelle Obama, and I believe today is her birthday, and definitely Lady Michelle Obama, and she was just looking radiant on Monday night, really looking very beautiful to show you, I mean, his leadership, you know. And just the things he said, and even being willing to admit that, you know, there were some things that he regretted. in his presidency. You know, he may not have been the perfect president. I'll be the first to say he wasn't the perfect president, but he was our president. Our president for everyone. And I just thank God every day for his leadership, his time in office. And, you know, it's just one of those things you got to look back and because you got to understand, he couldn't do it all by himself. It also makes me reflect back on me, you know, that I do everything that I can do to support this presidency. It may make you think that you do everything that you can do to support this presidency and to support standing by him and what he was trying to. No man is an island. You can't do it, bottom line. You know, we as a country had to stand by him as well. And I just can't help but just think of that, especially as we, you know, officially tomorrow is celebrating the Martin Luther King holiday. I mean, just thinking about just bringing, of course, that tie in and what he wanted to see accomplished. And you can't help but think about the tie there. I just thank God. I just thank God just for his leadership and what he sets out to accomplish. And definitely, that's why we need serious prayer coming up for this election coming up. And definitely, I can't help but I really got to give honor to my bishop as well. I got to bring in my bishop. For those of you who don't know by now, I attend West Angeles Church God in Christ, where my pastor is presiding bishop Charles E. Blake, because it's also an election year for the church as well. And I can't help but think about my bishop's leadership as well, as he led and guided the churches of God worldwide. And it's election year coming up for the churches of God in Christ as well. And just I can think in both areas of just excellent leadership. And you can't help tomorrow celebrating the Martin Luther King holiday. And it just puts, once again, the reflection on all of us. What are you doing? That's one thing. It's very easy, very, very easy to talk about others are doing or what they're not doing, whatever have you. Let me just ask you the question. What are you doing? You doing to make your world better? What are you doing? You know, what are you doing? And then you start somewhere. It first starts in your home. What kind of leadership, what kind of example are you being in your home starting out? Start at home first before God puts you in any kind of influential position elsewhere. It starts in the home. What are you doing in your home to be a presence, to be an influence to your family members, to your friends? What are you doing? What are you doing out in your community? You know, what are you doing? What are you doing? Bottom line, wherever you go, I don't care if it's just to the grocery store. I mean, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? You got to be doing something. First, your life better. Well, hopefully you're making the lives of others better. You know, Dr. King sacrificed his life to make a world. And Lord knows, before there was Martin Luther King, way before there was a Martin Luther King, there was a Jesus Christ of Nazareth who sacrificed. He came down here on earth, sacrificed his life, and rose up again so that all of us can be saved. All of humanity, to save all. And he didn't do that for us to just sit back and spectate. He didn't do it for us to just sit back and comment about others while we just sit back and not do anything. I mean, you really don't have no reason to talk. You're not doing anything. You have no, you don't have a foot to stand on if you're not doing nothing. It's easy to talk about what others are doing, but this is a time to, I mean, this is a key moment in history to really reflect on you and ask yourself, what are you doing? What are you doing now? What are you doing? Have you really ever thought about it? For some people, they just, I don't know, they just spend their lives in a bit of a fog, you know, a fog of, you know, worrying about themselves and being concerned only. Too many people are living in that fog right there. You see, when you are in a fog of just worrying about yourself, then you're not prepared to be a blessing to others, think about others, to care about others. So you have this attitude of me, us, for the dog, and no more. And that's all you're going to see. And that's all you're going to worry about, and that's all you're going to care about. You don't have to care really for other people. And can't really use you the way he wants to. He can't. And with that attitude, can't use you. Not like he really wants to. Not like he really wants to. Yes, he has so much in store for you if you are just willing to say yes. Just one simple word, and that's yes to his will, yes to his way. You know? I mean, we had, speaking today at church, we had International Missions President Vincent Matthews speaking, and we were talking along that same line about how you got to be willing to give it all. You got to be willing to not be selfish with it. You got to be willing to say yes to his will and yes to his way. Missions. I mean, there's Christians and missionaries there every day getting killed because you have a whole lot of freedoms here in the States that you don't have in other countries, especially these third world countries, have these missionaries living there full time, serving the people there in those countries. And they're risking their lives every day doing whatever, whether it's just picking up a Bible and reading it. Bible and reading it, you know? You know, there's a lot of places in third world countries you can't do so much as that. I mean, never mind anything else. Especially being there as a missionary trying to preach the word. You really got to think about that in terms of, like I said, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know, we got to be willing to make sacrifices point where we got to stop fighting. You know, it's the point where we got to be willing to, you know, because we think too much about wanting stuff our way, and then, like I said, it's in this fight between what we want and what God wants. But what we just got to remember each and every time is God, what God has for us is so much better than we can even think of for ourselves. I mean, we really get it twisted thinking our plans is just so grand that I guess we think God can't do any better. But there's a price to pay, though, for his plan, and that's first off, sacrificing our plan. You know, some of you, you don't even make time for God like you should. You know, you don't attend church, you don't read the Bible, don't pray, you know. It just, see, those are the sacrifices we need to be willing to make. In order to do what God wants us to do, we gotta know his ways, right? And there's no other way to know and learn about God but by reading his word. We gotta understand about him and his ways and how he thinks. You know, we gotta know a little bit about how he thinks. No other way to find out but in the word. Read his word and get familiar with him and his ways. And as the Bible says, his thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. And that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. His ways are more times we may be like, because it, you know, it don't make sense to our natural mind. You know, with all our education, you know, y'all, some of y'all try to match your book smarts with God's, but you're no match. I don't care what Ivy League school you graduated from. You're no match. Your smarts is no match for God. None at all. Your 50 million degrees in whatever they in, I mean, the whole world can put all of their Ivy League degrees up next to God, and it's not even a drop in his bucket. That'd be a waste of a try right there. It doesn't even make a drop in his bucket. This way is the only way to go. And that, you know, we'll be all right. I mean, not that you're not going to still have struggles and have this trouble-free life. He doesn't promise you a trouble-free life. But please know he will guide you in the right direction. And even if you don't understand it, so you got to be willing to go his way, even when you don't even understand, even when it doesn't make sense to your natural mind. You got to still be willing to go in the way that he's leading you and guiding you. With that, that is all that I have to say for today. Thank you so much for listening. Once again, I wish for you all a wonderful and blessed 2016. I mean, the year is just getting started, okay? You know, believe for great things. Believe for wonderful things. See, you can't come into this year with yesterday's mindset, you know, with last year's mindset, with 40 years ago mindset. You gotta be willing to grow and develop for you. You're just going to continue to just do the same thing, go to the same places, deal with the same people. I mean, nothing is going to happen in your life if you're not willing to change, grow, and develop into what? Allow him to prune you, because walking with him is going to take some pruning of some bad habits, of some bad ways, of some bad attitudes. I mean, all that. Some bad people in your life. You just gotta weed. I mean, just like a garden, you gotta prune and weed you out. Weed out the bad stuff. Put around you the water and the sun and the fertilizer and all that stuff that's gonna help you to grow and develop. It's just like a garden. We are all beautiful flowers in God's garden, and he wants to do what he can to us to build us up, to make us be the prettiest flowers in his garden, you know. Like I said, he's adding the water. He's planting the seeds and the water, all that. But, you know, he provides the seed. But it's up to us. You know, that's what he provides. He provides the seed. And it's up to us to water, to get some sun, put some fertilizer in. To, you know, we have a work to do. You know, if he gives us the seed, we got to do the rest. You know, we got to play a part. We got to play a part in what he's trying to do in our lives. We can't just sit back and spectate, expect him to do everything. We got to play a part, our rightful part, though. Don't try to take over his part. Play your part. He has his part to do with it. And you leave his part alone, you just listen to him and hear him as he's telling you how to do your part, and then you do it. And then do it. After he tells you, then do it. You know? Don't him tell you and then you just spectate, or even worse, don't even ask him at all. Bottom line, if you're willing to speak and consult with him, he'll direct you. And then after he directs you, do it. Period. Bottom line. So, like I said, wish you all a wonderful, blessed 2016. Once again, if you would like to be a blessing to us here at the Calibwood Media Network with the upgrade to that new camera, or any of the needs that we may have as far as transportation, wherever have you. Once again, to contact Cassandra Calloway, her number is area code 323-302-2820. Email her at info@CassandraCalloway.com, and her name, I forgot to spell it for you, is CossandraCalloway, okay? On her at her website, like I said, CalloWoodMedia.com, which will lead you to her Calloway Media Network Facebook page, and from there you can donate by PayPal. And if you'd be a blessing to that, or any other needs that we may have for this network, please do so. And of course, if you want more info about me, about Thoughts for Vision, or be a blessing to Thoughts for Vision, once again, go to my website, www.jackieap.com. Once again, that's www.jackieap.com is there on the website, phone number, email, social network pages, PayPal donate button, all of that is there if you need more info about me, and blog, radio show links, social network links. All of that is there at my website at JackieAP.com. Thank you so, so very much for tuning in to the Thoughts for Vision radio show. And remember, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Once again, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Take care. You have a wonderful evening, And I will see you on the radio Tuesday once again to check me out on the weekday, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10 at www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsforvision. Care and God bless.
Climacophobia.